This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
So you want to talk about soccer in the middle of Knockout Radio?
It was pretty impressive what happened yesterday.
What happened yesterday?
So they are in the knockout stage.
Oh, okay, that's perfect.
There we go. All perfect segment.
Right, nice. Turn his mic off.
Semifinal, second leg. So what they do is you play one game at home, one game on the road. 4-0 Barcelona, the best team in the world, is up going to Liverpool. Liverpool played in the final last year, missing their two best players. Liverpool wins 4-0 and advances to the final.
Was that the video you showed me where the trophy was going?
Yes, exactly.
And Barcelona went to the left and the trophy kept going to the right.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the... What? Why are you hurting me?
The best part about the whole thing is Barcelona selling one of their players now because he didn't perform.
Somebody who can talk soccer with you or football with you is our Las Vegas correspondent. He's on the phone with us right now. He's also one of the stars of Tenors of Rock. Jimmy on the phone with us. Little Jimmy, we like to call him. Jimmy.
How are you, mate?
Jimmy, how are you, sir?
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Not too bad. So, give us the rundown. You went and covered some little boxing event at some little boxing venue last weekend. So tell us how it was.
We were at, myself and Joel were at the T-Mobile Arena on Saturday evening for the Canelo train as it passed through Las Vegas. If you've never seen a Canelo fight, it's unlike anything else, I think, in combat sports. Maybe only a Conor McGregor could carry the same kind of level of support. From about midday outside the T-Mobile Arena, there's mariachi bands, everybody's drinking, everyone's dancing. It was a truly amazing experience. Unfortunately, the fight didn't live up to the pre-show hype. It was a very chess match, if you will, of a fight. The first six rounds especially was very to and fro. But, like I said, it made up for the atmosphere in the actual arena was pretty electric. This guy, at 28 years of age, to command, I think, the second biggest contract in sports, I think behind Mike Trout. I think he has a $350 million six-fight deal, I think, with DAZN. And, everyone's got a T-shirt on. Everybody's waving a flag with his... excuse me, I have a bad throat. But supposedly Daniel Jacobs, for those people that are not aware of who Daniel Jacobs is, Daniel Jacobs came in as the IBF middleweight champion of the world, a very, very talented guy with an incredible record and an incredible past. Was paralyzed 4 or 5 years ago through cancer, was told he'd never walk again, never mind fight. So it was an emotional time to have a fight at the T-Mobile against Canelo, big pay-per-view, big crowd, big money, everything. So it's special for him, and he didn't disappoint. He's a very big, rangy kind of fighter, but I think Canelo just did a little bit too much. His movement and his tenacity are just something to behold, especially in person. This is the first time I've ever covered a fight of Canelo's, and it's a very interesting thing because I found when watching the Triple G fight that you find yourself screaming at the television to Triple G, just chin him. Just literally just throw a punch and land, and then the fight's going to be over. But you realize when you see him in person how well he moves. You see his elusiveness, his speed is outrageous. So, he's there. He's boxing's biggest superstar right now, and Saturday night he proved it. So it was great. We had a great time. It was good fun. It was a good undercard. The whole atmosphere of the entire event was pretty special, if I'm being honest. The Mexicans really know how to do it. And like I said, I think pretty much the Irish are the only ones that ever come close to creating that kind of atmosphere at the T-Mobile. But then again, Randy, you know more than myself about that one.
Well, and that's something that I wanted to ask you about, Jimmy. You know, we're just starting to expand Knockout Radio. We're going to start doing a lot more boxing coverage, with your help as well. And I'm kind of curious, and I've always complained about some MMA fights where, it's a very small crowd until, the main card. And, it's still small and it starts building up for the co-main and the main. When did the crowd really start coming in for this? Were they in there from the beginning or is it, very similar to MMA and it's towards the end?
To be honest with you, I've always found the same. I always find it a little disrespectful to the fighters that are a bit further down the bill. And I also think you've paid your money to come in and watch the UFC or Bellator or a big fight. Then come in, get your money's worth. But it becomes about the event. The thing is about people like Canelo and Conor McGregor's of this world is they are their own. They're their own celebrity. So people almost maybe that are not even interested in the sport too much, just come along to see the circus. They come along because, you know, they want to support their guy, and I understand that. But one thing that DAZN, who is the promotional company, along with Golden Boy, that were promoting the event, one thing that they did was very, very, very clever, was that they signed a lot of young American and Mexican fighters, up-and-comers, people that don't necessarily come to mind. But what they do is they're supporting these guys. They're giving them four fight deals, and they're allowing them to come and fight on a bill with Canelo. And then, of course, the patriotism side of it comes in. So three or four fights before Canelo even got into the building, we had virtually an American and a Mexican fighter. And right, because of that, people tended to fill up a lot quicker because they wanted to support their guy. They wanted to be there at the beginning of the journey. So to be honest, in most boxing events that I have been to over my life, and I've been to a lot, you tend to get a full arena, let's say 20 minutes, 30 minutes before the main event. But this one was actually quite cool. I would say it was 70% full, at least a good 90 minutes before Canelo took to the ring. So which was great. And there was lots of support for the undercard, which was, as a fan of the sport, it was a really good thing.
You know, I'm always upset when fans are, well, the judges are this or the judges are that, being a licensed judge in the state of Florida. As you covered the Alvarez fight on Saturday for us, did he win? Did he dominate? Was it close? What was it, in your opinion?
Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, because we were sat, and pretty much, Randy, you'll know exactly where we would be sitting at the T-Mobile Arena. We were sat literally surrounded by Mexican journalists who are obviously very, very pro Canelo and Alvarez and the whole thing. Now, we had, myself and Joe, scored the fight. The first six rounds, we had it dead even. We had it three rounds each. And the meaning, both of us coming from fighting backgrounds, meaning that Jacobs was working. He was working hard. He was pushing the pace. He was he really was forcing that kind of pace. And the problem is with Canelo, and facing Canelo, is that he's very difficult to hit. But from a purist point of view, is not getting hit enough to warrant you winning the round. Jacobs was dancing around the ring. He was keeping it at a distance, doing all the things that he should do. And Canelo was just avoiding him, which in itself is a very, very impressive thing. And when you see it live, as I said before, that's impressive. But to be honest with you, we scored it level. We scored it dead level. We gave them three rounds each in the first six. And then halfway through the fight, on the big screen at the T-Mobile, the DAZN commentary board came up, and it said, whoever the commentator was, I can't remember the guy's name, that was sitting at ringside, gave all six rounds to Canelo. And even the Mexican journalists that were around us started laughing, because, I mean, that was just ridiculous, ridiculous scoring. And I'm thinking we're in a time now in MMA and in boxing where scoring and judging is not at its greatest level. I think we've seen some incredible results, probably more so in boxing than in MMA. But we found ourselves going, this is ridiculous. But then, of course, they've just signed a $365 million deal with him, with DAZN. And he is the golden goose. He's much the same as what Anthony Joshua is to the British fight fans in the UK. He can fill a 90,000-seater stadium every single week. It doesn't matter whether he's facing a dustbin or not. He will fill it. He has that star power. And we've had the same issues where a couple of the judges or a couple of the scoring cards have come in and we're a little bit, what the hell is going on here? So that is exactly what happened on Saturday night. However, I will say this. From the sixth round onwards, Canelo did pick up the pace. He was obviously told to pick up the pace because it was a very tight fight. And I think he won it comfortably. I did think he won it by three, maybe four rounds by the end of it. And we all tended to agree. I was very curious to see how, especially the Mexican journalists had it, and to see if we were all seeing the same fight. And I'm very proud and very pleased to say that we did. But the first six rounds, they scored it very, very strangely.
Well, as long as the right guy won, you know, whether it was because of judging or whatever, you know, as a judge, as a fan of combat sports, you know, the right guy needs to win. And in this case, he definitely did. Jimmy, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for covering it for us. And hopefully you'll be covering a lot more for us.
Fantastic! I very much enjoyed the conversation about the football. It was very amusing, because that was an amazing experience yesterday watching that game. I had some friends at that game, and it doesn't get any bigger in football than that result last night. So I enjoyed your coverage of that.
Yeah, well, Sean loves to talk football. Loves to cover it, and sometimes the two, sometime in the future, the two of you guys need to sit down and talk a little football as well. Jimmy, thank you very much. Have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk soon.
Awesome. Cheers, Randy. All the best, mate.
Take care. That is he's known as Little Jimmy in the city that we like to call Las Vegas, and like you said earlier, he's far from little.
He's not a little guy at all.
He's
Where is he from? I like the accent.
I believe Scotland.
Yeah.
That makes sense, hence the kilt.
Yeah, the kilt.
Nice little gig they have going, one of the top shows on the Strip.
Who wore it better, Rowdy Piper or your boy Little Jimmy?
Odell Beckham Jr.
Why, does he wear one?
He wore one to the Met Gala the other night.
Did he really?
He crushed it. Then they said, well, what's the deal? And he goes, sorry, the bagpipes couldn't get in. So he had a nice little joke to go with it, too. But, yeah.
How about the love that's being shown the Cleveland Browns? Can you imagine if they do half of what is expected?
Six wins?
He'll do. Why, because it's 12?
Yeah. Half of what's expected. It's a disappointment. Six wins is a disappointment in Cleveland.
How about that?
Your boy Style G. Wyatt is like trying to petition to get McCoy to go up there. Trying to get.
Well, it didn't start with him. It started with Cleveland saying, we'll take him. Yeah. you can take our third string running back.
Was it Styles or was it Jack?
Oh, Jack is legendary.
Jack is becoming legendary.
He is.
He really is.
He's in everything.
One gym session at a time.
He's getting back.
And for people that don't know, Styles G. White, formerly known as Greg White, played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Orlando Predators. I believe he was
a Minnesota Golden Gopher.
Was it with Brock Lesnar?
Well, was Brock there at the same time?
They were there at the same time. And he went out to Vegas or Nevada?
It was like Laughlin's Arizona.
Arizona.
And he came back with a new pet project, which I believe is a balloon.
Is it a balloon or a ball?
Like a ball that he drew a face on.
It probably should be a ball because he'll break it if it was a balloon.
But the ball made an appearance in every video he's done this week.
So, for some reason, he decides he's a Brown fan, and he was a Brown fan.
Wait, he was there they're still in the terrible days, but in the really bad days.
He was.
They're going to be.
Like the three wins in two seasons.
Well, three wins in four seasons. Right. It is going to be strange when you watch on Sundays and the Cleveland Browns defeat. So,
how full is Raymond James Stadium going to be the fourth week of August when Cleveland comes to town for the third preseason game, which is the dress rehearsal?
It's the 23rd of August.
Is it the 23rd?
It is.
So it's official? I know it was that weekend. They hadn't said day it was.
Yeah, it came out.
There'll be more Browns jerseys in the stands than Bucks jerseys, and I think it will be full.
Oh, it will definitely be full.
For a preseason game.
And it's a shame for Tampa Bay Buccaneer season ticket holders.
What, full price?
It's not that it's full price. It's that it's a preseason game. Because if this was week three of the NFL season,
you make some money,
they would be able to sell their tickets and make some money. And I had this conversation, and I know I talked about it, last year with Vinny Curry. And he didn't understand, and he didn't understand fans, and he didn't understand how when they played New England, it was all New England fans. And I told him that fans can, season ticket holders or non-season ticket holders, can sell their ticket and make enough money to pay a quarter, maybe half of their season package. Mm-hmm. I bought opening day tickets for the Phillies versus the Braves, and I'll bet you I paid for enough for the entire month, maybe 6 weeks of Phillies tickets.
For that person?
For that person. That sold them. Now, I also noticed after I bought them that I could have gotten them for half the price that I paid for them, but that is another story. How about this couple days that I have coming up in August? On August 22nd, I will be front row for Queen. August 23rd. I will be covering the Cleveland Browns, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then August 24th, I'll be in the suite for the Backstreet Boys.
And the 25th?
Some soccer game.
No, it's the 23rd.
No, it's before.
Yeah, it's 23rd.
Oh, so you were wrong.
When are we going to London for the Harris family trip?
Well, you're not a Harris, so you're not going with the family.
What? You can still go.
You can still go, get a passport, buy tickets, get a hotel, get all the things you need.
Oh.
But, we're planning on going to...
I thought we were going to take the Staff Zone company jet.
They play Carolina, right?
Yeah.
And zip across.
Didn't think about that. Zip across the pond. In Tottenham Stadium. We're watching Tottenham right now.
Yeah.
And little Jimmy wants to talk some football with
you. And did you say this is the best team in the world or something?
No, Barcelona yesterday.
It's just like the NBA. I could put together guys in Brazil. We don't have internet, but we have four.
Those were guys from South America, at least.
Well, they're the best people, and they don't even play in the league. I can just take them off the street, off the beach. Have you seen them play volleyball?
Are you going to pat them down and get the shivs and whatnot out?
I don't know what that means.
During trivia last night, one of the questions was something about this country's tourist thing is, was it zip lining?
It was zip lining.
Oh, yeah. And it said New Zealand, Brazil, or Costa Rica. And I said, it has to be Costa Rica because Brazil's number one is mugging. Well, yeah, that's the number one tourist attraction.
Robbing and it's obviously not infrastructure or telephone communication because BJ Finn was like on a...
Well, I think it was a special line. But
there was no internet.
You've got to give... Hold on a second. I still have the hot box from back in the day. You've got to give the Brazilians some credit because in the favelas, they've learned how to steal electricity.
Right.
Have you seen those wires and stuff that that goes up into the favela?
Yeah, but his interview
came
across.
Have you seen them burn down like 3 weeks later?
His interview came across on like Zach Morris code.
Zach Morris.
Yeah. Well, because he's also Brazilian BJJ.
You saw the picture. You posted that.
I posted. And they're still fighting over Kelly. They just had to get more technical.
It wasn't funny when you posted it.
It was.
It's even less funny now.
It's awesome. Mario Lopez and what's the other guy's name? Zach Morris?
Mark something.
Mark Paul Goss.
Yeah, Mark Paul Goss. Yeah.
Did they do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? I thought it was cool.
We like to give a knucklehead over here some grief sometimes, but it is cool. Like when you who's the guy from Married with Children?
Paul O'Neill?
No. Paul O'Neill played for the Cincinnati Reds and the Yankees. They're doing BJJ in center field at Yankee Stadium.
Nolan Ryan started with the whole bulldog choke. Wasn't that him off the mound?
Yeah. Who did he put it in?
Huh?
Who did he put it in?
A catcher.
For 42 cents.
I don't know.
What? No, I wanted more than that.
I'm not giving you anything.
Johnny Bench?
Robin Ventura.
And then Robin Ventura. Was the manager, he still may be for all I know, of the White Sox. And when they went to play the Rangers, Nolan Ryan was there, and they were going to put the photo up. They did put the photo up on the big screen of Nolan Ryan giving him the noogie.
No, the bulldog. He did the aspirin.
So allegedly, when Nolan Ryan hit Robin Ventura, and Robin Ventura started to run to the mound, and he took like three steps out, and allegedly he claimed that he said to himself, "What are you doing?" That's Nolan Ryan. And he goes, "Now I'm halfway there. I have to keep going.
Bring the bat at least. I mean, give yourself a chance."
Yeah, you can't do that, though.
Like you're in the Warriors. You can bring the bat with you.
Well, that was the baseball gang.
Did you hear us talking about the gangs? What do you think of when you think of a gangster? And I said he wears like a three-piece suit and carries a Tommy gun. That's what I think.
Well, it's true.
And I making old fashions at the local distillery.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen The Warriors?
I saw a 7-minute clip because you made me watch it. I can't find the real movie. It's probably back in
got the VHS.
Was it Laserdisc?
I've got the beta.
Dude, you could sell a Laserdisc as a Bitcoin on the street. I'm telling you. You'd be like, hey, you want to buy this?
My dad back in the day, get beta. It's the future. So I have like the Let's Go Mets Go video. I have the Super Bowl shuffle of the Bears. I have the Warriors all on beta.
And your Survivor audition tape?
No, that's on a VHS.
That's on smoke screen or smoke signal.
Smoke screen. Why is that funny?
Oh, it's a great video.
I think it's fantastic.
You should see his haircut and that mustache. I loved
it. He was killing it.
Well, no, that's
it.
The wedding picture.
that one, too.
He was doing the full Danny Bonaducci, like, you know.
That's a good picture, too.
The best news so far in the last hour and 22 minutes is we're an hour and 22 minutes in.
Wow, I just looked at it.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
It's time to hit our bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we will be expecting a phone call from
Jared Cannonier.
I'd love him saying
that. No, but he's an English guy. That's an English name. So
he's from Dallas.
Maybe I can stay at his house in
London.
He's
English. Yeah, he's English.
He speaks English. He's not English.
But maybe I can stay at his house when we go across the pond to watch the Buccaneers play the Jaguars.
He lives. He's from
the Jaguars?
Dallas. Yeah, the Jaguars.
It's the other team that's a cat.
Team.
I want to say this as politely.
The Panthers, exactly.
I want to say this as politely as possible before we hit this break. You're a moron. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Reggie Bush, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is Knockout Radio every Wednesday live from Tour de Pizza, 2 to 4 p.m.
That was so funny.
Tour de Pizza. Dude,
that was so funny what just happened.
What happened?
It was really funny. So we get ready to come back, and Matt and I both point to you.
Yeah, we did.
And you had a look like, eh. And so you pointed to Matt, and it took less than a half of a breath of air for him to start talking.
Oh, yeah. I'm good at talking.
I was reading about the next guest.
Are okay. You really? Is it an English name? Am I right?
The Killer Gorilla.
Yeah, the Killer Gorilla.
Yeah. His
team, Gracie Baja, Alaska.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just hired a guy from the Moose Tooth. Have you ever heard of that place? In Anchorage, Alaska, it's a pizzeria that does $6 million a year annually. It's like the number one grossing
when
restaurant.
When will he be here? And we're going to come and do a review.
He started at 3 o'clock. listen. What do people in Alaska know about pizza? That's what I'm saying.
Well, they know how to put salmon on it.
It's a captive audience. It's like got Eskimo.
They like the ovens to stay warm.
Remember that movie in school with the Eskimo where they cut the blubber off the seals and stuff? What was that guy's name?
I really missed it.
Nano? Remember that? Did you ever watch that in school?
No.
Really?
We did other
Did things. Somebody pull up the fight card like both of you were asked?
Yeah.
I haven't.
We got All right. it. We're ready. What would you like to know about it?
Well, tell me the card. Tell me.
Well, obviously, your main event is your women's strawweight title
belt. Names he knows.
Yeah. It's Rose.
Rose Na, what?
Na Ma Ju Nas. Oh, it's Nas' daughter. Sweet. Fighting.
He'll be here in a couple weeks.
He will be. Yeah.
Who?
Nas.
Who's
going to be here this weekend is Brennan Schaub, your boy, the comedian. So maybe we should get him to come here to the restaurant for pizza on Friday night.
Yeah, he'll do a review and then rip you on Joe Rogan.
Roll out the red carpet for him.
Make sure you're here, though.
Should I?
Because if you're going to do a review, you have to be here, so it's fixed.
It's not fixed. It just gives me a chance to put my best foot forward, like my product, like the one that I took the risk to open a restaurant and put a lease in my name for.
Yeah, but if he says it's good and then someone else shows up and you're not here... And they say, that was terrible.
Then I'll remake it for them because it was terrible.
Brendan Schaub's a liar.
But Brendan Schaub doesn't know anything about pizza, just like the other idiot from Barstool Sports. That idiot doesn't know anything about pizza either.
It's just his opinion.
Right.
But right, it's his opinion. His opinion, the pizza stunk.
That's it. That's all that matters.
That's all. Well, to his 3.7 million followers, right. That's all that matters.
Well, because the Barstool Sports put him on, and that gave him
it's
a bigger
him.
Platform.
He's the owner of the company.
Barstool Sports, whatever it's called, didn't put him on. He owns it.
Well, I'm going to create my own review.
Then he had a good one, and I think I told you yesterday. He was sitting courtside at the Celtics game, and a guy kept rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks. And he's like, man, why are you rooting for the Bucks? And the quote says, and quote, he said, I own them. That's why I'm rooting for the Bucks. And he goes, well played. Okay, you can do whatever you want.
How about him at the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, with Tom Brady?
With Brady.
Oh, it was Brady.
Yeah. Brady says, and this effing guy. Yeah. And he tagged him in it. And then later, Brady had a $100,000 bet with Danny Amendola, who could hit a square about 50 yards away. And Amendola drilled it and won $100,000.
Well, and Brady did it with Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, well, you told me the...
Yeah. So, I mean, it's all a skit and everything, but it's Jimmy Kimmel, what's his name? Guillermo. And Tom Brady are walked by this house. And Kimmel says to Brady, hey, do you think you could put this ball through that window up there on the second floor? And he goes, yeah, I'm sure I can. He takes it, he drills it, right? And then all of a sudden, a guy comes running out the door. It's Matt Damon. He goes, hey, what's going on here? And Kimmel goes, oh, do you live here? He goes, you know I live here. That thing that they're doing where they pretend to hate each other and stuff is pretty funny.
Yeah, kind of like you hating me.
Well, but they pretend. But
you're so authentic with it.
You should
be an actor.
I know.
You should be a pretender.
A pretender? That's a movie. I never saw it.
I'm sure.
All right,
wasn't it a musical group?
So great job reading the fight card. So far, you said Rose Namajunas,
and then he went on a tangent. Yeah.
She's fighting Jessica and Andrade.
Mario Andretti's daughter.
She's fighting. That was gonna be a quick fight.
Keeps going left.
Yeah.
Keep circling left.
Circle left.
Go ahead.
If you go right, you turn into an Earnhardt.
I will say. Speaking about corner saying circling left, while we were in Sunrise, the guy sitting next to me was translating the Brazilian corners.
I was
in Portuguese saying this is what they're saying, and it was pretty impressive.
I was.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it was right.
Well, they were doing whatever he was saying, so I'll take it as it being right.
No, and going back to the Burt Watson interview, yeah, you know, he's right about South Florida. I mean, they had 13,700 in attendance in the Sunrise Center, which was not Miami, not Fort Lauderdale. I think
what Sunrise,
huh? In Sunrise, right? Sunrise. So I mean, to get that kind of draw, he's absolutely right about South Florida with all the schools down there and the love of the sport. It's hopefully I wish him the best with his.
And I like what he said. And we talked, you know, when we set up the interview, and we're going to have his fighters on one fighter a week and moving forward and such. Is that he's not competing?
Sure.
You know, he's not going after wants to build a major promotion. He wants to keep it going. He truly does want to help young up and coming fighters.
Right.
And I even said, well, what's your thoughts on bringing some down from the Tampa Bay area? And right now he doesn't want to do that. He just wants to keep it. He thinks he has enough fighters down there in that area, which he probably does. I think you do want to bring somebody from Tampa Bay, bring somebody from Orlando, Jacksonville, you know, something close enough that you can drive in. I mean, we know that it's close from here to Sunrise because we went to the UFC and then we drove back.
We took a nice nap.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah.
Well, I was awake for, I would say, 85% of the drive back.
I was in the car for 85%.
You were in the car for 100% of the drive back.
You were. But I was...
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Wouldn't keep saying, though, that you were in the car as someone was running tolls.
I wasn't in the car then.
You weren't.
I still haven't got a bill for any of those tolls, toll by plate, or none of it.
That's amazing.
He has the button that covers the plate as he goes through the toll.
I don't know how that works. Back up. I truly don't.
So you hit a button, and then a little, door.
It's a special feature in the Matmobile. So,
well, I know we
Batman
told the story
named it after you,
you know, and we're picking up listeners and followers all the time. But, you know, I did not appreciate being woken up with you screaming hip hop stuff.
I was trying to keep myself awake. So I didn't.
And alive. You were trying to keep us alive.
So I didn't kill you on the way back. I mean,
that wouldn't have been good.
Yeah. I mean, I figured, you know. arriving alive is always a win.
Here is what I am going to ask for our future journeys wherever we go.
Okay.
The next time we drive somewhere, again, don't ask for somebody to help you drive. Because if you don't ask, we're not going to do it.
That's true. No, but I was good. I felt pretty good. I mean, until I got to Sarasota and you guys were both sleeping and snoring.
Because I wasn't sleeping.
And you were doing the bobblehead. You know, your head was bobbing up and down. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to fall asleep.
Can you get me a more comfortable seat or maybe a neck thing next time?
I'm going
to get the upgrade. You have to get the Uber upgrade.
Once we're done with the Megalodon, monster truck, I'll drive you in that next time. What is it called? Megalodon.
Set up. I know you've posted on the Book of Face some bus or something that has a nice comfy seat.
Which one?
You had something on there where somebody was laying down in a transportation vehicle or something. I want that in your vehicle next time.
A transportation vehicle.
Yeah. We could take the subway that I have on my freshly painted wall.
All right, can we move past the main event?
Yeah, of course. Move on down. We got Jared Cannonier versus
From Dallas
versus Anderson Silva
fighting out of Phoenix.
Your boy Anderson Silva still fighting.
Now he's my boy. Everybody's my boy to you.
Jose Aldo versus Alexander.
Does Anderson test positive after the fight?
Oh, did he eat shrimp? Did you see that?
Did he walk through a medical marijuana dispensary?
Facility?
Did he shake hands with John Jones? I don't know. Let's see. Alexander Volkswagen?
Oh, my God.
How do you pronounce that?
That's why I have you reading the names.
Volkanovski.
Thiago Alvarez.
That's Danny Alvarez's uncle.
It's his cousin. That's his enforcer. Thiago Alvarez versus...
I'm waiting. Skip it.
Loriano.
I thought you were Brazilian. That's why earlier in the show when you said, hey, go down the card, Matt, who else is fighting? And he goes, Thiago Alves, and completely skipped the other guy.
I mean, I think that guy's
a bunch of guys like Thiago and Jose.
I think that guy's on Sesame Street. It's Loriano Staphylophagus.
No, he's on ABC News with Michael Strahan.
Did you see in New York they named a street after Sesame Street? There's actually now a legit Sesame Street in Brooklyn. We can find out if we go up to the water fight on the 18th.
You can go on your buddy's tour, and maybe they'll drive you down Sesame Street.
I can drive. I'm pretty good at this Ubering thing.
Yeah. If we do go to the fight next week in Brooklyn, can you rent a car and Uber me to the arena, please?
Sure.
And then just keep the motor running? And then.
Well, I already drew out my roadmap on how to get across the bridge. It's right there.
Did I ever tell you that story? How when we left the UFC in Brooklyn? So it's payback. That's what it is.
What?
It's payback.
The payback was making me stand outside for 3 hours while you're in the press conference, and I'm like,
well,
Brooklyn.
You were just a fan.
I wasn't. Well,
but you are Brooklyn.
I am so Brooklyn.
So here's our trip, okay? He has to go back and, you know, do what he does or however you do that thing. Yeah.
The Jacare.
Yeah, the Jacare. He had to do the Jacare.
You got to cup the walls.
I'm going to turn you off. So he had to do
he did do that to Jacare.
He had to do the Jacare at the UFC hotel in Brooklyn, right?
Of course.
So I finish what I'm doing. I take a cab to the UFC so that I can pick him up and hold his hand and get him back.
Do you take a shower?
We then get a – we're not French. I then got a cab, right? So we need to get directions to where we're going because we have to get to Newark, right? He's sound asleep. He slept through the trip. He slept through paying for the Uber. He paid. He well, slept through everything.
It's digitally, so it's your fault for doing it on your phone. And two, you know, Jacare was
busy.
You know, no. He kept him busy.
A little lonely.
Yeah, made him tired.
I was tired.
Used him.
No,
so now I don't feel bad coming back from Sunrise.
Listen, I survived the mean streets of Brooklyn.
And Jacare.
Alone.
Alone. Yeah, he went to the jail to go try to break Connor out.
Like the Jacare jaws of life almost had me. I got my.
It was the other way around.
So, yeah.
Would you like to continue?
Sure.
Okay.
I like we have a tangent for every fight.
Right.
This is great.
It's. Oh, gosh. I mean, Francisco Trinaldo versus Diego
Ferreira. Better than Chernobyl?
Ferreira? The double R. How do you say that?
I don't know. You're Portuguese.
Yeah. Oh.
Portuguese.
You want to be this translator. You can't
I'm
even
not
speak
translating
it.
Nothing. All right. So we're moving on to the prelims. Looks like they're on ESPN. Oh, look. We got Antonio Rodrigo Nogueira versus Ryan Spahn.
Good. Like it.
Continue.
Thiago Moist. Moist?
Who?
Thiago Moist. Isn't Moist just a weird, awkward word? Like Moist.
Now coming to the octagon, Moist.
Thiago, that is. Thiago Moises. Versus Kurt Hollebach. Hollebach?
You put a K in there. It ends with a G-H.
Hollebach. Oh,
it's Brazilian.
The football guys. The brothers. The
Harbaugh?
Super Brawl?
Yeah.
Was that the Super Brawl or something like that?
Go.
Irene Aldana versus Beth Correa?
Beth Correa.
What do we do?
We keep you here just because of the way you can't read names.
BJ Penn versus Clay Guida. Got both those nailed it. I think you should only have four letters in your name. I can pronounce those.
I bet you couldn't.
I bet you couldn't.
I bet you we could find some names that have four letters in a name and you won't be able to.
I know what BJ's
are. Shane, ready? Go.
I know what BJ's are. BJ Penn.
Right. But I'll bet you I can find a four-letter name that you won't be able to pronounce.
Let me take a look at some of these. I'll take that bet.
Okay. I'm not saying on this card.
All right.
I'm saying in general. I will find by next week's show. I guarantee you I will find a name of a four-letter name before you replace that wire.
Matt.
What?
Oh, we didn't do an episode of What the Matt this week.
Well, as we're waiting for your boy,
Jared Cannonier,
we'll do this week's episode, which I know nothing about because this is all you ripping yourself. Now, you do get the premise of What the Matt, right?
Yeah, that's why I do something bonehead that doesn't make sense, and then you guys rip me for it.
And you do that so well.
Thank you.
So, this week's episode of What the Matt, brought to you by Matt.
And Torta Pizza.
And what is it?
You said you had it.
Oh. You were going to make fun of yourself.
Yeah. Wow. I guess my graffiti wall. Like what? Like it's like the worst mural ever.
I don't think it's awful.
I don't think it's bad.
No? Really?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I've seen better, but
I will say this. When I walked in, I was upset because my banner was moved.
It was.
You know, typically the banner was on behind where I sit, and that's where he takes his photos. I was pretty upset. I didn't realize the painting is Knockout Radio.
Yeah.
I looked right at it, and I had no idea.
Now the artist is going to go jump off the Skyway.
Why?
Because he said he didn't know what it was. he did it for him. Yeah. And he's like, what's that crap that's on the wall? Why'd you move my banner?
God, you can tell the story about the chef.
Oh, we were in New York. And, okay. and he set up four restaurants within like 4 hours. and it, not just like hole in the walls. Like it was the one I remember. We went to a steakhouse that was inside Madison Square Garden.
Right. Okay.
And it's just us. And the manager is cooking for us, and he goes, how was it? And he goes, that was okay. Like, the guy's going to go to the Brooklyn Bridge and jump now. Like, this is his livelihood.
It's right there.
And you just said, yeah, just right there. That was okay. Lie to the guy and say it was great. You're not a steak expert.
Yeah, so there. I'm your barstool guy.
He goes, do you want cheesecake? He's like, no, we got three other places we got to go to. Sorry, dude.
See?
It was awful.
That's why you can't have a Yelp account.
Why is that?
Because.
I just Yelped the other day.
Did you?
I did.
Is it still a thing?
It is still a thing. That's when I go on the road, that's how I find my places.
Yeah. You know, use the Barstool app.
I go most reviewed, not highest reviewed.
Okay.
Because if there's 1,000 people talking about it, obviously it's popular.
Okay.
But if it has, 5 stars and one person reviewed it and I say highest reviewed, then that one's going to pop up.
And that's probably the owner.
Exactly. Or you.
That's me.
If he sits pizza there, place. You know, Matt sits there all day long. Torta Pizza, fantastic pizza. I love the owner. He is fantastic.
I actually do nothing. I don't do anything on social media. Nothing. Except
bash the guy from Barstool. Yeah. That's the only thing he does.
I can't stand that guy.
Why?
Because he's not one of us. He's a Fugazi. He's fake.
And you're not one of him.
Yeah. You're not one of us.
Oh, I am. I went to school for this. I planned to be in media. Yeah. I wanted to be.
Too bad it didn't work out
and
well
he
for
didn't
you.
Go to school for that.
I was told at 17 that I had the pipes. They're like,
you have the face for radio. That's about all you have.
Get that guy on the air.
That's, you know what the best part of his ramble is? His mic is now off.
Oh, that's awesome.
We are
just laughing.
And the best part is we are almost done. Coming up momentarily, Ray Cepho, the PFL, kicks off season 2. 2019 style.
I had no idea Kevin Hart was involved.
Yeah, well, he does commercials, and
he's part owner.
He's part, yeah.
Yeah. Part of the $25 million they raised was some of his investment. I guess Tony Robbins is in on it, too.
Fellow Philadelphian, just like Stephen A. Smith.
He also owns part of LAFC in the MLS.
I said that to him at the Super Bowl, Stephen A. Smith, something about Philadelphia. He goes, I'm not from there. I'm from New York.
Did you hear Max Kellerman yesterday?
No.
They had Jay Williams, Stephen A., and Max Kellerman, they were talking about Kawhi Leonard. And he said, Kawhi Leonard's more clutch than Kobe. They both got up and walked off the set. Like, are you serious? And he goes, 100%. Look at the numbers. Kawhi is more clutch than... He would rather have Kawhi in a clutch moment than Kobe Bryant.
I think they purposely say the most stupid, ridiculous things just to get that reaction.
It was a great reaction.
Because there's absolutely no way he can honestly believe
Stephen A's been slipping up. Some facts that weren't even true. Just throwing him in there.
That's because he's from New York, not from Philadelphia. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, duh. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey guys, I'm Chase Elliott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Join NBC, Telemundo, and Michelson Found Animals in our Fund the Shelters Challenge. Animal shelters here in our community need your support. You can lend a helping paw by donating today. Log on to fundtheshelters.com and help shelters compete to win prize money.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we're back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Now, Cat has your tongue or something?
No, my mic was off.
No, Jacare has his tongue.
What about the president of Staff Zone? Is he bringing his clubs down tomorrow?
He is not the president of Staff Zone.
Owner? CEO?
He's the president?
That's not what the emails say.
What's his title?
Manager?
Chief Operating Officer.
Oh, CEO. CEO.
Yeah, oh, my God.
We're kind of equal like that.
What?
I'm CEO.
You're a moron.
Of what?
CEO of Tour de Biza.
Do you have like
Did you hear what Sean said, what his title was? Matthew McClellan?
Yeah. What? Chief Executive Officer.
No, that's not what he said.
What did he say?
Oh.
He said Chief Operating Officer. And you go, CEO.
Oh, I'm one of those too. I got both. I operate both. I'm like COO, CEO. I got SEO. I got search engine optimization. I got UFOs, which brought me down here to be part of this program every Wednesday.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you to the higher powers.
Look, I've been sniffing on aerosol spray paint cans for the last
all day.
3 days. So
3 days. It hasn't been 3 days.
And I don't know why.
Because it wasn't like this on Monday.
This is a bad decision.
What, the pizza place or the mural?
Owning this? Purchasing
this,
it?
This radio show.
No, the radio show's a great idea. Maybe your involvement's not a good idea.
Yeah, but if the pizza place goes, so does the air conditioning to do the show.
Well, no, we'll get another studio.
Huh. Can you give us like 3 weeks to find another place?
Yeah, but the last studio didn't have AC, and it smelled a lot worse than the aerosol can.
Oh, yeah. No, it had a smell.
That's true.
Definitely on 420, it was appropriate.
The mushrooms are going to be legal in Colorado? Is
that what
I read?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I thought they were legal now. I put them on your pizza.
Yeah, I know. I got mushrooms. I've had mushrooms for years.
There's a line outside right now.
How would that change your pizza? If you used Colorado mushrooms and not the mushrooms you have.
I mean, it'd make it more expensive, obviously. Because you got to pass the cost along.
No, they would definitely be able to read that mural behind you.
You'd probably love it. You're like, whoa, it's so deep.
I wouldn't know.
Art is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, everything is.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah. You know,
what's his name?
Dave Portnoy.
Dave. You know, it's in the eye of Dave.
Yeah.
Let's start a segment called that, In the Eye of Dave.
What would Dave do?
What would Dave do?
Yeah.
We got What the Matt. Now let's
what would Dave do?
Yeah.
It's a good segment.
I think we want to start something, and I got to be very careful how it's worded.
But, can't wait.
Well, no, something, you know, very similar with the name Jack. And then we're going to have to somehow incorporate different Jacks from the Tampa Bay area.
Or Jacksons.
Yeah.
Depending on who you ask.
Dexter Jackson.
Yeah. Action. Tito.
That's your favorite Jackson.
Reggie, pick a Jackson. No,
that's what I'm saying.
Action's my favorite.
Little Michael.
Maybe that's what we'll do. We'll start a Jack/Jackson segment.
Okay.
I'm gonna think about it.
What is it? You play the game with Jacks?
Yeah, it's called Jacks.
Is it just Jacks?
That game that you play with Jacks? Yeah.
No, I thought there was something else, like with the ball that you bounce.
Yeah, it's called Jacks. You bounce the ball, you pick up a Jack.
Okay.
And then it gets escalated.
Very hard to pick up the Jack, I'm thinking.
But that's what we're going to do. We're going to have to bring different Jacks. And when you bounce a ball, you have to pick up a Jack.
Or what would Jack say?
It could be a Jack of a car.
What does Jack say?
There's no telling.
We just have a different quote from a different Jack every week. And or Jackson.
Right. So you bounce like a basketball or a Super Bowl or a, you know, a rubber ball.
What's that game played with the Pogs? I'm just kidding. It was Pogs.
That's going to go down, and luckily this show is being taped for later broadcast. What's that game with Jax? What's that called?
Well, you answered the question. Thank you. I was thinking there was more to the name. It was something and Jax.
It's called Jax.
Not Nia Jax.
How is she not the champion?
Segway right there.
How is she not the champ?
Because that's not what the script says.
It's just unbelievable.
Why? Because she's like 6'3"?
Yeah. Well, I think she's bigger.
You think she's bigger than 6'3"?
And did you see Dean Ambrose, whose real name is?
Joe.
Okay. Probably not. Joe is, I was going to say Razor Ramon.
Jonathan Good.
Yeah. Jonathan Good.
Jonathan David Good.
Is going to be in that movie, the MMA movie.
Uh-huh.
With a lot of wrestlers and fighters, and I think GSP, who's in everything, and probably Bisping.
That's if he survives the water fast that he's on for 7 days.
Yeah, he's gonna the first time he's ever gonna do it.
Yeah,
I did tweet him.
Yeah,
why?
You're crazy.
What's a water fast?
That all he's gonna do is drink water for 7 days.
Nia Jax is 6 feet.
Really?
6'2", 72.
Then that means the whatever the blonde is that was the champ, that she's probably about 5'1", if that.
Let's see.
Because Nia Jax looks like a monster she's just very a very tall, large person.
Huh. She's related to The Rock.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, so are the tag team, the brothers.
The Usos. And Roman Reigns.
Yeah. Usos and Usmen are related.
Oh, are they?
No.
I think The Rock's dad was just Clearwater Beach with Terry and Luke and
really?
All the guys.
Rocky Johnson?
Rocky was out there.
Were you there?
I didn't go. I got invited to go, but
yeah, of course you got invited.
I didn't go. You got to work.
Yeah,
Alexa Bliss. Is that who you're talking about?
How tall is she?
I'm looking at
4'10", 4'11". Has WrestleMania sold out? And have you got a setup yet?
I have not.
I
haven't been out. I haven't been out. I'm working.
You don't need to go out.
I'm the COO.
Not working.
I'm the COO of Tour de Pizza.
You're working.
I had to supervise this mural.
When do you work?
I had to draw that thing by hand.
I've had people that work for you want to know, when do you work? When are you here?
I'm usually here from the hours that I was here till I left.
Hours you leave.
Right? You just missed me. I was just there.
I get it.
Almost caught me this time.
I'm like a
unicorn. You just never know.
WrestleMania. We want WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I'll get us to the Fan Fest, which is better than WrestleMania.
Okay.
So I'll do that. You do WrestleMania.
All right.
And what are you doing?
The NXT TakeOver. How about that?
Is Sabby Piscitelli going to be there?
I don't know who that is.
I believe it's Tino Sabatini.
Yeah. We want the bro. We're looking for the bro.
I don't know who that is.
It's, I forgot, Matt Riddle.
Oh.
That's who we're looking for. The bro.
He left MMA and got into wrestling so he could smoke weed. Is that alleged?
Yeah, that's what I heard from sources.
Lawler's doing some wrestling as well.
The King?
Tommy the Lawler. King. What was his name in Tommy Boy? Tommy Boy. What's Tommy's name in Tommy Boy? What was his last name?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Callahan?
I think that is it.
I think it is.
Yeah, because it was Callahan Auto Parts or something like that.
Good call. Good memory.
How about that? All right. You want to do picks? You want to...
Well, he can't pronounce the names, and I'll go on a tangent.
Well, that'll make it fun.
I pick all the Brazilian fighters.
Okay.
All right.
I'll go against you.
Done.
That's easy. I got Rose. I got the guy he can't pronounce. I got Volkanovski, the other one he can't pronounce. They're both Brazilian, so I guess that's a draw.
Well, no.
Or he gets the win?
No, he gets the loss.
They got the win.
He gets the win and the loss.
No, he doesn't get the win. He gets the loss. No, you get the loss.
It's a no contest.
You're saying every Brazilian.
So what happens when BJ Penn fights Clay Guida?
It's a wash because no Brazilian's in that fight.
So I don't get anything.
BJ Penn trains.
If I say I'm taking all the Americans.
BJ Penn trains out of Brazil.
You get a win because one of the Americans is going to win.
Okay, but if two Brazilians fight each other.
One loses, so he loses.
So he gets the loss. Right. Okay, I see what we're doing there. Right. Cool.
BJ Penn fights out of Brazil.
No, he's fighting in Brazil.
He's been doing his training camp down there. He left like 6 months ago.
He doesn't train.
He got that from the inside sources. The mail actually just got here via bike from 6 months ago.
Via Zach Morris code.
Speaking of bike, Mike Perry got his bike yesterday.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
The Jupiter bike.
The Jupiter bike. Orange. Bright orange.
Is that what he asked for? Orange?
No, that's what I chose for him.
What are the options?
Whatever I send.
You should get a picture.
There aren't options if someone wants to purchase a Jupiter bike on what colors they can get.
There's black, there's blue, there's green, which is what I have.
A pink.
There's orange.
To match the platinum princess's hair.
And.
Well, she can change that.
It doesn't come into play.
She might ride the bike too. She might be on the back.
I seriously doubt it.
She could be like BJ Penn and Matt Hughes, like on the back of a bike.
Exactly.
Riding around, zipping.
The ex girlfriend?
No, back together. Platinum girlfriend, they're back together.
She was there.
Yeah, she was there at the fight. They've been back together.
Good.
Why? Do you know something we don't know?
I know nothing.
It's like, she was there.
It was white, right? They got a white bike.
Do they have a white one?
Yeah. A Tiffany blue?
Yeah, they got the blue. They got the green, which I have. The orange that he has. I chose the orange because...
Loud.
It's loud.
And so is
right.
he.
Right. You can't have him on a white or a black bike.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah, he could have the black one, and then he'll get the custom spinners for the the chrome spinners. It'll look good.
We should have video tomorrow or Friday at the latest of him riding it through the mall, riding it through the neighborhood.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Then we're going to do another giveaway here shortly. I haven't decided when.
It's good timing because he said, how did his foot turn out? The MRI? Last time we talked to him.
Yeah, he didn't tell me.
But
you know, all I know is he texted me and said, look what I got today.
Well, if he's having trouble walking, the Jupiter bike came in perfect. Great timing.
Bike is perfect.
Yeah.
It's why don't you ride that all the way to New York?
Never 10 miles. I mean, it's better than the bike I rode last time to New York. Because at least I don't have to pedal.
Well, exactly. You won't have to pedal, and you can stop every 10 minutes and get a break.
Can I eat a slice? Because I'm the true one slice.
Could you imagine
champion.
That? He can only go 10 or 12 miles at a time, but he has to stop at pizzerias.
That's what I did.
Well, he has to stop at the pizzerias to recharge.
I know that's what you did, but I don't know if you'll be able to find a pizzeria every 10 or 12 miles.
You do, because you take back highways. You can't take the interstate, so you have to go back.
Interstate?
Interstate.
What's the interstate? Jockery around?
It's a Sean Connery pizzeria. It's on the rock.
Oh, man.
Not a rock, but... The wrestler, just eating pizza off of Dwayne Johnson.
I watched an old YouTube video of your boy Hogan and Rock and Nash and Hall, which was hilarious. It really was good stuff. But all right, well, believe it or not, it flew by.
It did.
Yes, it did.
I think
it's because the fumes from the aerosol cans.
Can I get that on my pizza?
We're on the 10th planet like Ben Saunders right now.
Well, Ben Saunders is in 10th planet, isn't he?
He was out there yesterday. Yeah. Took a photo.
Yeah,
is he a 10th planet guy, or he was just there?
Well, I think he's his own guy. He just,
believe it or not, we are done. We are out of time. I want to thank the legend himself, BJ Penn, for stopping by and talking about his fight against Clay Guida. It's on ESPN's networks. Make sure you check it out. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Steph. So hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
Sean K. Radio.
At Mega Pizza Man 1.
Watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.